ordinance is adopted. Next item, I'm going to move the last two around, 967, please, the Housing Bureau. And I think we can get through this one relatively quickly.
967, amend subrecipient contracts with Community Energy Project by $290,000. And Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives, Inc. by $70,000 to support home repair services.
All right, colleagues, good morning. Again, actually, it's good afternoon. The Portland Housing Bureau's Neighborhood Housing Prevention Team works to stabilize communities at risk of displacement through a variety of homeownership retention actions. Emergency home repair funds are critical to help low-income homeowners stay in their homes. This year, the Portland Housing Bureau issued a competitive request for proposals in both the Lentz Urban Renewal Area and the Interstate Urban Renewal Area for home repair grant services. Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives was selected to provide these grants in the Interstate URA, and the Community Energy Project was selected for both the Lentz URA and the Interstate URA. This action allows us to add these funds through existing contracts. These are culturally responsive service providers who provide to Portland's low-income homeowners, helping to prevent displacement, stabilize neighborhoods, and preserve intergenerational wealth. I want to thank the community members that donated their time to reviewing these applications and the great insights that they provided. I'll now turn it over to the Portland Housing Bureau staff, Dana Ingram and Emma Deppa, to talk in more detail about the programs. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners and Mayor. Again, my name is Dana Ingram Shepherd, and I'm the Neighborhood Housing Manager at the Housing Bureau.
And I'm Emma Depp. I'm a housing program coordinator at the
Housing Bureau. Could you move the mic up?
It moves.
All right. Did you guys catch that? All right. I'll go ahead and move forward then. All right. Home repair grants. The Housing Bureau has the home repair grant program to stabilize communities at risk of displacement through our home retention efforts. And we do target households at or below the 50% area median income, which is $43,950 for a family of four. And it prioritizes seniors and people with disabilities. I do want to just add here that of the folks that have received home repair services through the funding from the Housing Bureau, over half of them represent communities of color, and on top of that, over 85% have reported as being households over the age of 55.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Quick question. $43,950, is that 60% of the area median income?
That is 50% of the area median.
It's 50%?
Median. Yes.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So we did submit a request for proposals for a total of $360,000, $200,000 in Lentz, and the Lentz URA, by the way, and $160,000 in Interstate URA. And the requirements of that application was it had to be a nonprofit organization, experienced serving low-income homeowners, culturally responsive, and have the ability to perform outreach in the targeted areas. I also want to just add that the Interstate TIF funds are a direct advocacy and initiative from the North Northeast Neighborhood Strategy. So, the funding awards. So, Lentz, the $200,000 awarded to Community Energy Project. This will be added to an existing contract that that organization has with the Bureau through the Master Ordinance passed earlier this year. And the Interstate funds, $70,000 awarded to Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives, also known as PCRI, an additional $90,000 awarded to Community Energy Project, CEP.
Can I just ask a question off? Sure. $70,000 seems like a fairly modest amount of money. Mm-hmm. And you have to administer the program, so there's staff costs, overhead costs. What are we buying for $70,000 with PCRI?
We are buying seven additional households to be served, so with these funds. However, I do want to just add that PCRI does already provide these services, home repair services, so they're already serving this community. And because of the time frame allowed, they did not fully apply for all of the funds. So okay. About seven households.
So they have the existing infrastructure. We're not funding that. These are dollars that will be going out the door.
These are not 100% going out the door. There is a certain amount of administrative cost. There is a partnership with this particular proposal, and it actually is with NAMEC. Help me out with that acronym.
The National Association of Minority Contractors.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. So the amendments to add RFP funding awards to the existing contracts will provide critical repairs to 49 additional households.
Good.
That's it. You have questions?
Very good presentation. Thank you for your hard work. Yes. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up.
All right. Very good. Then we'll call the roll.
You, Daly?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
Great work.
Aye. Thank you.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Very happy to support this. Thank you for your work. Aye. The ordinance is adopted.